Chapter 4. Life at Bagamoyo. The Isle of Zanzibar, with its groves of coconut, mango, clove and cinnamon, and its sentinel islets of chumbi and French, with its whitewashed city and jackfruit odour, with its harbour and ships that tread the deep, faded slowly from view, and looking westward, the African continent rose, a similar bank of green verdure to that which had just receded, till it was a mere sinuous line above the horizon, looming in a northerly direction to the sublimity of a mountain chain. The distance across from Zanzibar to Bagamoyo may be about 25 miles, yet it took the dull and lazy dhows 10 hours before they dropped anchor on the top of the coral reef, plainly visible a few feet below the surface of the water, within 100 yards of the beach. The newly enlisted soldiers, fond of noise and excitement, discharged repeated salvos by way of a salute to the mixed crowd of Arabs, Banyans, and Wasawahili, who stood on the beach to receive the Musungu, white man, which they did with a general stare and a chorus of, "Yambo, Bwana! How are you, master?" In our own land, the meeting with a large crowd is rather a tedious operation, as our independent citizens insist on an interlacing of fingers and a vigorous shaking thereof before their pride is satisfied and the peaceful manifestation endorsed. But on this beach, well lined with spectators, a response of "Yambo, Bwana!" sufficed, except with one who of all there was acknowledged the greatest, and who, claiming, like all great men, individual attention, came forward to exchange another "Yambo" on his own behalf and to shake hands. This personage, with a long trailing turban, was Jemadar Esau.